FoggiesFog.com, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents, brings you the big scary news with your host, Drew Badger. Featuring the most up-to-date news and information in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, the Big Scary News features an interview you won't find anywhere else, brought to you by Gantom Lighting and Controls. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Froggy's Fog brings you the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
We start out with a little sponsorship news for the Big Scary Show. We would like to welcome Ticket Leap as a brand new sponsor to the Big Scary Show, providing all your online ticketing needs from the smallest to the largest haunts, conventions, and so much more. Visit TicketLeap.com for more information, and you'll be hearing a lot more about Ticket Leap over the next few weeks and months on the Big Scary Show. Welcome, Ticket Leap, to our family. We have a little news from The Haunt in Grand Rapids, Michigan, via Craigslist. Are you looking for an evening side job? Do you like Halloween and haunted houses? Want to have fun with a good team? The Haunt in Grand Rapids is seeking a few individuals to work on our security team this year. We're open 18 nights, mostly Fridays through Sundays. Duties include outside crowd control in October Michigan weather, helping patrons find their way and making sure their experience was a good one. Requirements: you must be 18 or older, able to work 90% of the schedule at a minimum, arrive by 6 p.m. every day they're open, pass a background check, and experience in security is very helpful. If you're interested, contact them with any questions, and the schedule will be provided. Serious inquiries only. Get more info at facebook.com/thehaunt or find their ad on Craigslist. We have this news from the Paranoia Haunted House in Canton, Georgia. We're proud to present our attractions for the 2016 season. Torture and The Cellar will surely get your adrenaline pumping and your spine tingling. Prepare yourself for the Paranoia experience, and we look forward to making you scream. Torture. The Torture House, a museum devoted to humanity's penchant for causing unimaginable pain, has only been open for a few weeks. Its macabre exhibits tickling the fancies of those morbid souls who wander inside. But the museum's VIP program is only available to its wealthiest visitors, its most twisted visitors. After the sun goes down, the rich and powerful can do whatever they like to those that no one will miss. They can do whatever gets their cold blood pumping. They can torture. So, will anyone miss you? The Cellar. The Wilcox family has been gone for years, their farm left lonely and abandoned on the outskirts of town. No one really knows what happened all those years ago. One day the family was there, the next they weren't. Speculation and rumors have swirled around their story for decades. Some believe that they simply moved away in the middle of the night to start over, that they didn't want anyone to know where they were going. But there are others who believe that something far more sinister happened on that farm. No one has been able to open that cellar for 20 years, not since they vanished. But now, a foolish dare has led to the disappearance of two young boys, and those old metal doors are finally open. Are you foolish enough to climb the stairs and into the cellar? Get more information about Paranoia's 2016 attractions at www.paranoiahaunt.com. And some news from the Dark Hour Haunted House in Plano, Texas. Dark Hour is growing, and we're in need of energetic, passionate people to join our team for the 2016 Halloween season. Have you ever wanted to help create nightmares? Now is your chance to do it and get paid. We're seeking staff for non-costume support positions as well. Apply online at darkhourhauntedhouse.com/employment. We have a pair of stories from the band GWAR. The 7th annual Barbecue is set for Saturday, August 20th in beautiful Richmond, Virginia at Haddad's Lake. The band lineups are set now for both the B4BQ and the Barbecue. But in case you need a refresher, here's who you can expect to see this year. Priming You Beast for the Feast at the B4BQ on Friday, August 19th. Cannibal Corpse, Nile, After the Burial, Suffocation, Carnifex, Revocation, Chrissian, Slaughter to Prevail, Ingested, and Enterprise Earth. Annihilating Stages at the Barbecue on Saturday, August 20th. Guar, Lamb of God, Against Me, Dillinger Escape Plan, August Burns Red, American Nightmare, I Hate God, Lagwagon, Murphy's Law, Brain Tentacles, Mobile Death Camp, Occultist, Ramming Speed, The Sawyer Family, and The Death of Rock and Roll. Get your tickets at guarbq.com/tickets. In addition, your lords and masters are thrilled to announce their very own Guar Vodka. That's right, Guar and James River Distillery will unleash Arctic Snow to the masses. Collaborating together with JRD Master Distiller and Guar's Master Drunks, the band and the distillery have produced a potato vodka that is sure to please bohabs and civilians alike. It will be making its debut at the Barbecue on August 20th and will be available at James River Distillery store thereafter. We have an update from findahaunt.com. The latest enhancement for findahaunt.com is our calendar will now handle year-round opening dates. We are no longer limited to the traditional Halloween season. Those attractions that open up for special nights like Friday the 13th, Christmas, Valentine's Day, or even ones that are open year-round can now enter all their open dates into the system. We already have several that have put their dates in for this season, and we're seeing more and more of them added every day. Be sure to get more info if you open on those odd days at www.findahaunt.com. We have some news from the Blackwood Scream Fest in Lakewood, California. After 12 long, strenuous years, Blackthorn Home Haunt is taking the next big step and going to the big leagues, transforming itself into Blackthorn Scream Fest. Located at the Pico Rivera Arena, Blackthorn Scream Fest is bringing you not one, but two haunted attractions and live bands featuring local and Maine headliners, soon to be announced. Here are the positions that we're looking for: scarers, makeup artists, maze management, and others. All volunteers must schedule a sit-down, face-to-face interview. No experience necessary for those wanting to be a scarer. Any outside line scarers must go through an audition process, though. Makeup artists must send their portfolio or examples of their work. All volunteers must be 16 years and up, and there will be a release form to sign for those under the age of 18, and they must have a parent's signature. If you want to get your scream on this 2016 Halloween weekend, email us at castingscreamfest@gmail.com. Come join the Blackthorn family and be part of something big in the Southern California area. Get more information at blackthornscreamfest.com or facebook.com/blackthornhaunt. Here's some news from Halloween Horror Nights. Universal Studio Hollywood's Halloween Horror Nights has announced that they are bringing three slasher classics to life with slasher-themed mazes based on Freddy vs. Jason, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and Halloween. The attractions will be open to the public on September 16th. Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights is the ultimate Halloween event. For more than 20 years, guests from around the world have visited Halloween Horror Nights in Orlando and Hollywood to become victims inside their own horror film. The streets of each coast's event are transformed into highly themed scare zones where menacing scare actors lunge from every darkened corner. Multiple movie-quality haunted houses are erected throughout the event, based on anything from iconic slasher films to hit horror television series to haunting original stories. Additional details about Halloween Horror Nights will be revealed soon. To purchase tickets and find out more about Universal Orlando's Halloween Horror Nights 26, visit halloweenhorrornights.com/Orlando. For information about Universal Studios Hollywood's Halloween Horror Nights, visit hollywoodhorrornights.com/Hollywood. I have a little TV news from AMC's Fear Fest. An annual staple of every Halloween season is AMC's Fear Fest Marathon, which celebrates its 20th anniversary this year. It was way back in 1996 that the network first began celebrating Halloween with a marathon of horror movies, originally under the banner Monster Fest. And today we're excited to report that Fear Fest 2016 will run just over 2 weeks long. Nestled inside a recently sent out press release about The Walking Dead's seventh season, which premieres on October 23rd, was the official announcement that Fear Fest 2016 will kick off 1 week earlier on October 16th and will, of course, run straight through Halloween night. At this time, we don't have a programming schedule to share, but AMC promises that Fear Fest 2016 will feature themed programming and well over 60 different films. Now, this hiring news from the Massacre Haunt in Montgomery, Illinois. Do you love to scare people? Come audition for the 2016 Massacre Haunted House. We're looking for some great talent, so show us what you got. We're also looking for sideshow and freak show performers. Please bring your government-issued ID, state ID or driver's license. You must be a U.S. citizen, 16 or older, to apply. If you're under the age of 18, you'll need your parent or guardian to sign your application. Dress comfortably. Please park and enter the back of the building if the door at the top of the ramp will be open. The next audition dates will be August 27th from 1 to 4 and September 10th from 1 to 4. Get more info at facebook.com/massacrehaunt. We have a little news on the Mad Monster Monster Palooza party in Burbank, California. Monster Palooza and Mad Monster return in their unholy alliance to bring the ultimate monster mashup, the Mad Monster Palooza party. The afterlife party to follow Monster Palooza on Saturday, September 17th. At 8 p.m., the doors of Monster Palooza will creak back open for more monstrous merriment. See the Miss Mad Monster pageant where we'll crown Miss California 2016. Murder your favorite songs at karaoke. Tickets to the Mad Monster Palooza party are on sale now for only $9.99 or $13 at the door. A portion of the proceeds to benefit Scares That Care, the official charity of Mad Monster. For more information about Monster Palooza, visit monsterpalooza.com. For more info about Mad Monster, madmonster.com. And for more info about Scares That Care, scaresatcare.org. We have some news from Disneyland in Anaheim, California. Summer's not even over, but we already have some really exciting news about a very villains-friendly holiday in the fall. The Headless Horseman will be making an appearance at Disneyland during Mickey's Halloween party. For those of you who aren't familiar with him, the Headless Horseman of Sleepy Hollow is from Disney's The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad, and he's one of the greatest Disney villains of all time. He'll be riding through the heart of Disneyland during Halloween time, September 9th through October 31st. Mickey's Halloween party guests get to participate in trick-or-treating, witness the Halloween Screams fireworks, and revel in the fact that they're at Disneyland. At Halloween time, eating candy and having the best time ever. The Horseman has galloped through Disney World in the past, but this will be the villain's first ever visit to Disneyland. Tickets for Mickey's Halloween party are already on sale, so what are you waiting for? We have news on the upcoming Fright Nights campground coming to the New York City area. Fright Nights Camp Out is coming to the New York, New Jersey area on August 26th and 27th at Camp Lindley G. Cook in Branchville, New Jersey, located 45 minutes south of the New York City limits. This well-known summer camp destination will offer New York campers a unique challenge as you attempt to navigate a labyrinth of various camp features such as hundreds of acres of woods, bunkhouses, cabins, mess hall, activity center, amphitheater, and of course, no camp would be complete without a lake. We know that New Yorkers are up for this challenge, but the question is, will they make it to sunrise? Get more info at FrightNightsCampOut.com. We have this news from the 17th Door Haunted House in Tustin, California. The 17th Door Haunted House casting call. We're looking for contract labor paid actors, $20 to $50 a night, depending on experience and ability. Our auditions are Saturday, August 20th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. or August 21st from 4 to 6 p.m. Is the Halloween season one of your favorite times of the year? Do you enjoy the rush of making people jump out of their shoes? Can you get into makeup and costume and go over the top in character acting? Are you a team player who enjoys the camaraderie of working together with others? If we've just described you, we're interested in having you join our team, and we're now taking applications for this coming 2016 fall Halloween season. We're looking for part-time experienced and closeted actors and haunt enthusiasts to help us terrorize a guest of the 17th Door Haunted House. The 17th Door opens September 23rd and runs through October 31st, and you must be 18 years old to apply. Visit facebook.com/the17th door, that's the number 17, or 17thdoor.com. We have a little more hiring news from Raven's Curse Haunted House in Centralia, Illinois. It's that time of year again. Raven's Curse Haunted House, Southern Illinois' most award-winning haunted house, is hiring. If you think that you have what it takes to scare the pants off our customers, come on out and show us what you've got. We offer hourly pay plus the opportunity for weekly cash bonuses. If you're interested, please come to one of our hiring events. You don't need to dress up or bring anything other than a valid photo ID. Just come ready to terrify us. We'll be holding auditions on August 13th, 20th, and 21st at 2 p.m. each day at the Haunted House, 302 Swan Avenue in Centralia, Illinois. You must pass a background check and be at least 16 years old to apply. Previous experience is appreciated, but not necessary. Get more info at facebook.com/Raven's Curse. Finally, we have this unusual news from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Wisconsin residents are calling police asking about a disheveled clown walking through Green Bay with four black balloons. But there's not much police can do. The clown doesn't appear armed or dangerous, just really, really creepy. Quote, "This person is not breaking the law," says Captain Kevin Warch of the Green Bay Police Department. "He can walk around in a clown costume anywhere he wants." The clown, who is being referred to as Gags, the Green Bay Clown, was first spotted at 2 a.m. on August 1st, according to a fan Facebook page that popped up the next day. Commenter Shannon Mueller said that if she met Gags, she would curl into the fetal position and die of heart exploding from pure terror. Photos of Gags show a figure with full face makeup, high eyebrows, hollow eyes, and a black smile. The clown wears a soiled-looking jumpsuit with a ruffled collar. Some believe Gags is part of a horror film, but others say they haven't seen a camera crew. Warich says he's surprised that Gags has gone viral. Quote, "At the end of the day, it's just a person walking around in a clown costume." Unquote. Oh, sure. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Go. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here. We are live at Midsummer Scream, Long Beach, California. It's a long way to get out here. I'm sure it's called Long Beach because I had to go a long way. But it's been a lot of fun so far. A lot of cool people to talk to and have come up and said, hey, I like your show and all this good stuff. couple shows ago, we announced we had a premier sponsor who has signed on and has turned out to be great so far. Gantom, you know him, you love him. I got Quan Gan here. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic. Really excited.
You're not here in Gantom's capacity. You're here in another capacity. That some of you may have heard of this thing called Z-Tag. It's kind of a neat little concept. These guys developed it. I know they've been testing it around, and you might see it coming around soon. What is Z-Tag for people who may not have heard of it?
So Z-Tag is a spinoff of Gantom, but it's a live zombie infection game, or a real-life game, where the easiest way to think about it is like laser tag without the guns. Instead, we use these badges that people wear. The badges have a color LED that indicates whether you're a human player or a zombie player. And when the zombie gets close enough, just within about arm's reach to a human, the zombie will infect the human, and that human may become a zombie who also becomes infectious.
And then they can go around infecting other people.
Absolutely. It's almost like a real-life version of Pac-Man. So, in a way, you're being hunted by zombies, you're running away, but as a human, you actually have a surviving chance. So if you go and find all of the health kits that we scatter throughout a play venue, then you can become a healer, which can fight against the zombies.
I've seen a lot of people walking around with these little Z-Tag badges. Some of them are flashing green, some of them are flashing red. Is that how you differentiate between human and not human, or infected and not infected?
Yes. So a green heartbeat means you're a healthy human player. A solid red badge means that's a zombie. So when those two mix, the green heartbeat will actually turn into a fast yellow heartbeat, meaning you've taken damage, and now you have a certain amount of time to go find health. Otherwise, you become a solid red zombie.
And you've got health things kind of scattered around the convention center here for people to like stand near or look for?
Well, at this convention, we're not hosting an official game. We're just doing demos, so you can actually kind of cheat by clicking on this button and changing the different modes. So that's just our demo. But in a real game scenario, you're locked into a certain color. So you start out human, and then you're being chased by zombie actors or whatever. And if you become a zombie, then you have to go and hunt other people.
I see. Now, a lot of people have taken the concept of a zombie walk and have changed it to a zombie festival. Maybe a 2 or 3 day thing. There'll be a zombie prom. There'll be a zombie walk. There'll be a whole bunch of stuff. This looks like something that would be perfect to tie along with that.
Absolutely. I think this really adds a new layer of dimensionality into the way people interact, especially at zombie-themed events. So, for example, in a zombie walk, instead of, everybody's already dressed up in costumes, so it's highly themed, and they're walking along a trail. Well, how fun would it be to be running away from zombies? And if you get infected, let's say you have 5 minutes to walk or run to your next mile marker, otherwise you become one of them.
Sounds like a really interesting concept, and I just noticed that your flashing green badges have now all become solid red. I hope this doesn't mean I'm in danger of anything.
Well, you're not playing the game, so you should be okay. What happened was I had one green badge, I had mostly two green badges and one red badge, and that red badge had spread the infection to the other green badges.
And it was like almost instantaneous. So that it's kind of a scary concept when you think about it. That's kind of how real zombie outbreaks go, according to TV and movies and stuff. But it's fascinating that, you know, you literally could just like walk into a crowd of people and all of a sudden infect everybody.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this game is really, it has a sense of urgency. I like to tell people that it's really just a simple little LED, flashing LED, but by putting it in as a part of a game, it really gets people engaged and active.
It's so much more than just walking around with an LED. It looks like it's going to be a really fun thing. And what's been the initial reaction when you rolled this out? I know you were overseas recently doing some testing and checking on things, and here at Midsummer Scream, what's been people's reactions to it?
Well, so we're trying to deploy this in this kind of a regular game, or kind of a regular, how would you say, a standard sanctioned game, trying to make a format where people would come back over and over again as if they're maybe playing laser tag or playing paintball. So we're trying to figure out what are the best parameters that people would get highly engaged. So when I was in Shanghai, we ran a game at a local school with about 30 players. And instead of these long large games that we typically do at conventions with hundreds of players, we did kind of these short skirmish rounds to see how people will react. And what we end up finding out is this is essentially high-intensity interval training. Hmm. So people get so active that they're just going on full-out sprints, and we can't have a game longer than maybe 8 minutes before people need a rest.
Wow.
So now we're actually doing more sprint games. So 8-minute sessions, go all out. People are running behind trees, ducking, and jumping over each other. And then they need about 5 to 10 minutes just to take a break and get some water. But they're getting very a high amount of exercise, high engagement. And afterwards, we do it again with some slight tweaks in the parameters and see if there are more zombies or more humans at the end of that session.
Is this something you're going to market more towards zombie festivals, or is this something that any haunted attraction in the country or anybody could use?
Well, actually, I'm going to give you a picture of the grand scheme of things, where I want to take this. Imagine a real-life version of the Hunger Games, where you have a lot of web viewers who tune in to watch this in real time. So we're going to be posting these games probably starting at major events where they have a large playing surface, like people can run around, like maybe a paintball park even, or a haunted house, but maybe out in the open. But imagine us mounting GoPros on the players and transmitting this live broadcast. So now you're going to see a live first-person view of somebody being chased by zombies or a pack of zombies hunting a human player.
Interesting. So it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, and you don't have an official rollout date at this point, it doesn't sound like. But you are hoping to incorporate it maybe for the 2016 season in some aspect?
Yeah, so we already have about a dozen people all over the country purchasing these for their events. So you're going to see this springing up over this Halloween season for sure. But at the same time, I'm looking for some non-seasonal events. So, for example, paintball fields. You may start seeing those roll out in the next month or two.
Wow. And I can see this being a team-building thing or some other things like that. For people wanting more information on Z-Tag or Gantam Lighting and Controls in general, is there a specific website for Z-Tag, or can they get everything off the main website?
We have a new website. We have ztag.com or hashtag playztag.
That's ZTAG.
Yes, ztag.com. 4-letter domain name, as simple as it gets.
Oh, you don't get much simpler than that. And again, for all your lighting and control needs, Gantom, GANTOM.com. Quan, it's always a pleasure to have you here on the Big Scary Show. We love what you do for us. We love what we can do for you. Everybody go out there and look for ZTAG, hopefully coming soon to a town near you or an area. Check it out. If not, come to a convention where this is being run, and it should be a whole lot of fun. Once again, this is Drew Badger here live at Midsummer Scream in Long Beach, California, and we are out. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at BigScaryShow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off with a Big Scary News.